It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 23, and we're finishing up the 23rd chapter. We're going to read the beginning reading at verse 36 and read the end of the chapter, and then begin chapter 24 as well. So please that you would open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 23, verse 36. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you'd like to check out our website, love for you to do that, to have many studies there for you to enjoy, to first come to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, and then also to grow and enjoy each and every day serving Him. And that is www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you would like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. And again, the website is parkviewbiblechurch.org. Love for you to check that out. Now we begin the reading, as we always do. We get right to the study. Matthew chapter 23, verse 36. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou hast killed the prophets, and stoned them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came with him, for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? We're going to stop there with that third verse with the reading. We're going to begin with prayer and then start the wonderful study. Father, thank you that we have the opportunity to come today to enjoy this time. Just guide and lead us. It's always a joy to study your precious word, to proclaim your word. So please, dear Father, just guide and lead us. We pray that the Holy Spirit will be present, that he will teach us your way. And we know that, first of all, you must come to the saving knowledge of your Son, the Lord Jesus, and that is that the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, that people will believe that that is the only means of salvation. That's the only way to be saved. And Father, we know that the Spirit, Holy Spirit, comes, convicts our hearts, shows us that we're lost. That's the first stage. That's the first step. Because unless you're lost, people don't think they need to be saved. So, Father, please, show us our condition. Then, show us the way of salvation down that wonderful road to the Lord Jesus Christ. That he loved us, he died for us, he took our sins away, and he has set us free. But we must believe, and believe only in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. No works connected, just strictly, completely in your Son Jesus. So please guide and lead us now through this study, but bring us first to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We find that this generation here was about to exceed all the wickedness that had ever been committed by their fathers. We've been through that study, and the end is very near. We had eight woes that was given. Starts back in chapter 23, verse 13. But woe unto you, ye scribes and Pharisees. And so he's dealing right with the leadership. He's dealing directly with the teachers, with the pastors, so to speak, as we do need to today. We need to see that we stay held to the truth, to the Word of God, and not to man's doctrines and teachings. And so as we find here a broken heart for the Lord Jesus to make such a statement, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. He had such a desire for the nation of Israel to love him and to serve him, but they refused. And the reason that they refused is mostly because the leadership taught them, the teachers, the scribes, the Pharisees, they taught them their own doctrine. They did not teach them the Word of God. And you need to be careful today, because we have so many that are not teaching the Word of God. And you have been deceived. You have been misled. Are you responsible for that? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I want you to recognize that, and I want you to repent, and I want you to come to the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Then I want you to find, search out a Bible-believing, soul-winning church, one that tells the Word of God the truth. And I'm afraid that many of you don't even know the truth, because as the Jews were listening to the scribes and the Pharisees, they were listening to what was being taught. Now, we have a great advantage today, because you can go get your old King James Bible out and you can begin to read and begin to study that precious Word. And that precious Word will bring you to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ if you'll listen. If you'll listen to the Spirit as you're reading that Word, it will bring you to salvation. Brought me to salvation back in 1975. It's 47 years ago. Because I was reading the Word, the Spirit showed me the way. And that way is Jesus. You need to do the same. Don't get the book out that your church has. Get the Word of God out. Now, I hope that when you do that, you'll find that your preacher's preaching the truth. But if he is not, then you need to be saved. And you need to go ask that preacher, why don't you preach salvation? Why don't you show me how to be saved? Why didn't you tell me that? And if he says, well, that's not the doctrine of our church, then you need to leave and you need to find one that does. So please, please, please do not follow blindly. Jesus is brokenhearted. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou hast kills the prophet, and you've stoned them that we sent to you. But today we're so passive that we just kind of believe what we're told. Don't do that. Go to the Word of God, please. go to the Word of God. Go to the Gospel of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Start to read the beginning of John. And just listen, listen, listen to the Spirit as you do. Because here's what they did, and they did it because of the teaching of the scribes and the Pharisees, and that's the reason we have the eight woes. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Jesus himself called these preachers hypocrites. And we need to make that same statement today in many, many of the cases. The love he has here. I have gathered thy children together. So many times I've brought you together. As a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. But you wouldn't. You wouldn't come. You wouldn't listen. We have the same today. Got several verses of scripture back in Psalms. Let's go back there. Psalm 17 to start with. Love the book of Psalms. Precious. Psalm 17, verses 8 and 9. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. David's prayer. David's prayer. Psalms 57. We need to have that same. Psalm 57, verse 1. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. For my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. We will always fight troubles, calamities, as the scripture here called them. The only way and the only one that can get us through those things is our precious God. So serve him, honor him, go to the Word of God so that you possess the truth, because you must be born again. Psalms 91, verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Psalms 36. Told you we were going to have several here. Psalm 36, verse 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Please do that. Please, please do that. They did not. They didn't follow any of those precious scripture verses. And so we have verse 38 back in Matthew 23, verse 38. Behold, thy house is left unto you desolate. The whole house of Israel was desolate. The nation, his house, the temple. Let's go back to another Old Testament scripture here of Hosea. Hosea. Amos, Obadiah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai. Got to go just a little bit before Amos. There we go. These minor prophets sometimes are kind of hard to find. Daniel, then Hosea. Hosea chapter 4. Verse 17, sad statement. This is what direction the Lord had given. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. God has set him aside. Please don't make that same decision. Please don't make that same decision. Verse 39, for I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. The end of his teaching in the temple. He's pleaded, he's called them, and he's called the teachers out. He has made so clear who they are. Eight woes. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Strongest words. And again, he weeps over Jerusalem. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Two ways. Not only spiritually is dead, but also in about 40 years, it's going to be laying without one stone on top of another, as far as the temple's concerned. And again, verse 39, for I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. They're being set aside. Again, the end of the teaching in the temple. Verse 1 of chapter 24, Jesus went out, departed from the temple. His disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. He left the religious center of the Jews not to return. He left their worship service. He left their temple. And again, he went out and departed from the temple. And this is the last time. Now, we're going to kind of take a little bit of a sidetrack here just a little bit, because understand that, remember, this book, the book of Matthew, is for the Jews. The book of Matthew is for the Jews. Now, we're going to go to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 11. We got a lot of things to look at here. John chapter 1, verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. That is what we found back in Matthew, when he gave all the woes, and he makes this statement here. Ye shall not see me henceforth. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And we read that sad, sad scripture verse in John 1:11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, the Jews. After Israel rejected him as king, it was turned then to the other nations, to the Gentiles. We need to rightly divide the scripture here. It's very important that we do this. And we're going to quote a scripture back here in 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy 2:15. It tells us to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to properly search the scripture. we need to understand that the church is not found in this present chapter, chapter 24. Again, this book, the book of Matthew, was directed to the Jews. We have much to learn from it as a Gentile, or not as a Jew, not being a Jew, but at the same time, the direction was given to Israel, to the Jews. And so we find that in this chapter now, Jesus moves right over the last 2,000 years. And we're still in the church age today. The church was hidden from the Jews. They were the first. They were given the opportunity, and their purpose was to bring the gospel to us. That's what they were supposed to do. He came, he met with them, he gave them not only the Ten Commandments, but he gave them the tabernacle, a place to meet with him, and he told them and showed them the way of salvation, and they were to take that out to the lost and dying world. But instead of that, they took it in themselves not to share it. Yes, you could be a proselyte, you could come in, but then they just continued, as all these woes are, they continued to add and make additions to the Word of God, taking away the free grace that God offered us, and set it down with laws and regulations. And so you see what's happening here. Because they have left the Word of God, God has set them aside. And so we are going to jump over the church age here in chapter 24. So let's go back to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. We have quite a bit to read here, but it's very, very important. We're going to read down through verse 11. So listen very carefully. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given unto me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when we ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, in this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul really explains what took place before and what took place when the Jews were set aside because of their ignorance and their disobedience. The door was open to the Gentiles, but that was kept secret, hidden in God, as the scripture here says. Once again, that was in Ephesians chapter 3, in the first 11 verses. Let's go back to Romans now. Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. Verse 13. Romans 11:13. For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of Gentiles, I magnify my office. See, Paul was given the purpose of bringing the gospel to the Gentiles. So this chapter of Matthew's gospel does not speak of the church, and of course then does not speak of the rapture of the church. Rather, it has to do with the time when the Lord is going to return. And so as we come back now to this section here, we need to see, and I'm back to Matthew now. We're so many places of Scripture here, and we got several to continue. But in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus went out, departed from the temple, and his disciples came with him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And he sat on Mount Olives, and the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? So as we read down through there at the very beginning, the opening, this time. So let's go now to 2 Thessalonians. We've got so many scripture verses here to enjoy, to look at. This is what we have. And so I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that you have it in your hand and read it often. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. To you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall reveal from heaven with his mighty angels, in a flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have here, seeing the righteousness, I'm in the beginning of verse 6, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Now, we have activities. We have things that are taking place here. We got to go to Zechariah chapter 4. We'll bring this all together. Because, you see, the rapture of the church is not present. His last part of the second coming. There are two parts, two stages. One is the rapture, which he comes to get us, but he does not come to earth. We meet him in the air. And the second is called the revelation, when he comes to set up his kingdom. And that is the close of the seven-year tribulation. Zechariah 14, 4. The reason we're taking the time to do this is to show the absence here in this 24th chapter of Matthew of the church. Zechariah 14, Zechariah 14, 4. We're just about out of time. Zechariah 14, 4. My pages are sticking together here. There we go. Zechariah 14, 4. His feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, in which before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount shall of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof, towards the east, towards the west, and there shall be a very great valley. Now, again, we'll reread this next time that we start, because we're, again, running out of time. But please understand to rightly divide the word of God. Come to Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?